Finally tonight, following the massacre in Uvalde, Golden State Warriors coach Steve Kerr used a playoffs press conference this past week to speak out against gun violence in America.
We've had elderly black people killed in a supermarket in Buffalo. We've had Asian churchgoers killed in Southern California. And now we have children murdered at school. When are we going to do something?
Last year, Kelly Corrigan, host of PBS's Tell Me More, sat down with Kerr to talk about what's behind his passion for this issue and what he thinks political leaders should be doing about it.
Tell me about your dad.
Oh, man. It's kind of hard for me to talk about still.
Malcolm Kerr, president of the American University of Beirut, was murdered at close range outside his campus office by two men with a silencer-equipped pistol.
He was a wonderful man. Quiet, very funny, great way with people. He was just an amazing dad who was there for all four of us.
Why do you think they assassinated him?
He was the most prominent American in Beirut at that time, and it was the early part of terrorism on against Americans in the Middle East. So you remember the Iran hostage situation was 1979. The worst incident was the bombing of the Marine barracks. I think 300 Marines were killed in this huge truck bomb in Beirut. My dad, I remember he was in his office, which was, you know, on campus 5 miles away, 6 miles away, and he said he heard this enormous blast and felt the impact of it 5 miles away. And the embassy cleared out, but the university was still functioning. So my dad became one of the most prominent Americans remaining, and so he became a target. I think he took that job when I was 16.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're 16, your dad's not going to die. You know, your mom's not going to die. Like, everything's going to be fine.